With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a tricky path toward as Donald Trump and Elon Musk push for the impeachment of the judge who directed flights carrying illegal immigrants to be turned around.
President Trump ignited a controversial campaign this week when he said U.S. District Judge James Boasberg should be impeached, which Musk and other Republican lawmakers joined in on. Texas Republican Brandon Gill quickly heeded the president's calls, introducing an article of impeachment against Boasberg that charges him with abuse of power. A Johnson spokesperson said that the top lawmaker is looking forward to working with the Judiciary Committee as they review all available options under the Constitution to address this urgent matter. If the House does eventually move forward with the impeachment vote, Johnson would face an uphill battle to get it over the finish line. With a slim House GOP majority, the Speaker would need near unanimity in his ranks, and some lawmakers are already casting doubt. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump administration saying it's taking steps to help people whose personal information was released in the JFK assassination documents.
Sensitive personal information, including Social Security numbers, was unveiled in the newly unredacted JFK files released this week. Neither the White House nor the National Archives explained the decision-making process behind the public release of the information. But White House officials say a plan is in place to help, including credit monitoring offered by the National Archives, until new Social Security numbers are issued. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Boxing legend George Foreman has died. The fearsome heavyweight lost the Rumble in the Jungle to Muhammad Ali before authoring an inspiring second act as a 45-year-old champion and successful businessman. A native Texan, Foreman began his boxing career as an Olympic gold medalist who inspired fear as he climbed to the peak of the heavyweight division by stomping Joe Frazier in 1973. George Foreman was 76 years old. This is SRN News. The atheists are having an essay competition, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is offering big cash prizes to encourage students to express their belief that there is no God. The category for high school seniors asks them to compose an essay on how morality does not depend on God. College students get to compete in explaining why there is no such thing as an afterlife, and there's a contest for minority students in which they can write about how Christianity is racist. Thousands of dollars will be awarded. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maine's education office is being ordered to ban males from female sports or face federal prosecution. The Trump administration says an investigation has concluded that Maine's education office violated Title IX by allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams and use their facilities in the schools. Maine has 10 days to comply with a list of demands or face Justice Department prosecution. More online at SRNNews.com. Hundreds of people lined up Friday morning at three sites in New York City, some arriving more than an hour early, for the opportunity to snag one of the nation's hottest commodities. That would be a dozen free eggs. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins has this explanation.
We are talking in the hundreds of millions of eggs for the short term, so not insignificant, but significant enough to help continue to bring the prices down for right now. And then when our chicken populations are repopulated and we've got a full egg laying industry going again, hopefully in a couple of months, we then shift back to our internal egg layers and moving those eggs out onto the shelf.
Stocks shook off a weak start and ended actually slightly higher, just enough to break a four-week losing streak. The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbing 1.1% rather yesterday, and the NASDAQ composite rose 0.5%. More online at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.